Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Faith Talk, and we welcome you into the prayer room. We welcome you into the prayer cave. We thank God for granting us life early in the morning. I thank God for each and every one of you. I am Evangelist Lolita Jones, and I welcome you into my prayer cave on this morning while in prayer. But before I even share with you, let's just say a word of prayer. Father God and Jesus Christ, we thank you for who you are. We know that you are holy and righteous, and we exalt your name forever, O God. We just want to bless you this morning, God. This time is for no one else. This time is not to exalt our flesh, but to bask in your presence, that our inner man may be strengthened with your power and your word. Father, now speak to us. God, anoint my tongue to deliver that which you have given me to deliver to your people. Father, I praise you this morning. Even in the quiet hours, you're still God. When we don't hear your footsteps, you're still God. Even we don't feel your breath on our neck, we don't smell the fragrance of your breath, you're still God. Move in the stillness of the wee hours of this morning. Father, we give you the best part of us. God, no matter where they are in this world, those that are listening under the sound of my voice. I hear the Lord saying, harden not your heart. Ye that have ears, hear what thus saith the Lord. Ye that so throws in big see. God loves you. The world may not understand you. Your family may not understand you. Your spouse may not understand. God understands. He sees the tears of your heart. Glory, glory, glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to bask in your robos. Thank you for allowing us to bask in your presence. Lord, we give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Jesus, Jesus. Open our hearts to receive the word from you on this morning. A word. Yes, Lord. Father, even as the prophetic mantle is laid up on me right now, Father, speak. God, stretch us. God, speak to us that our souls and our spirit is revived, that our spirit become alive. Because it's hearkening to the voice of the mighty God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, early will I seek thee. Hallelujah. 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 Early, early, early will I seek thee. in the quietness of the wee hours of the morning shall I seek you. Thank you for the freshness of your spirit that's saturating us right now. Come on and lift your hands in the presence of the living God. God, you have our attention. I hear you, Holy Spirit. You have our attention. You have our attention. And it is in your precious Son, my Lord and my Savior, my King and my Master. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son. And it is so in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I thank God for you on this morning, for the Lord is good, and his mercies endureth forever. As you grab your word, let's go over to the book of Jonah. Well, I know that I've received the word from the Lord. I was praying, and you know the word comes to the messenger first. Hallelujah. And then he gives us permission to speak it to his people. And it amazes me how we, the saints, will say so quickly, that boy or that girl need to be saved and delivered. We say it because of their actions and the lifestyle we see them living. They may need to be saved, that's true. And they may need to come into the fold of Jesus Christ, that's true. But let's be honest with yourself and with God, because you can't hide nothing from God. He even knows the secrets that's in the chambers of your heart. Be honest. We, the body of Christ, need to be saved too. Don't get an attitude for what I'm about to deliver to the people of God on this morning. For it first came to me. And the word says that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing asunder the soul and the spirit. Jonah was saved and he knew God. He looked upon people saying to himself, ha, they need to be saved and delivered. Ha, they're drunkards. They're stinking. They don't know who they are. You know how people are. We as believers, we as the body of Christ, we're so quick to try to get the mote out of someone else's I'll or tell them what they need, but we fail to look at the person in the mirror. Yeah, we fail to look at the person in the mirror. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh to deliver a word, because the people of Nineveh were selfish and sinful, and they were brawlers, and they cursed you out at the drop of a hat. They were whoremongers. They were pimps, and the children were disobedient. They needed a word from God. Nineveh sounds like America today. Nineveh is alive in the world today. Jonah disobeyed. It's not that he didn't hear God. It's not that God wasn't speaking to him. It's not that Jonah didn't know God, or he wasn't saved and he wasn't called of and by God. Jonah decided within himself to disobey God. He couldn't even blame it on the devil. He couldn't blame it on the devil. Jonah did so. Some of you can't blame it on the devil because of your disobedience. Jonah went on board a ship to travel to the opposite, in the opposite direction of where Nineveh was. Some of you have done the same thing. You may not have gotten on a vessel to travel across the raging seas. You may not have gotten on a plane to fly from wherever you are to overseas, to China, to avoid speaking the word of God to the people that he created. But you're still like Jonah. Some of you are still doing what Jonah done. You didn't get on a ship, but you walked on the opposite side of the sanctuary, only to avoid delivering the word of God to someone. Or when the service was over, when you heard amen, you quickly rushed out of the side door to avoid delivering the word of God. But I came to serve notice on you. God said, I'm not playing with the church. I'm not playing with the body of Christ. God is not playing. He didn't play with Jonah, and he's not playing with us. I don't care how saved you think you are, but when you disobey God Almighty, you have entered into the life of sin. That if you die at that moment, you will lift your eyes in hell to burn forever. There will be no second chances for you. I'm a prophet, and I have to do what God have told me to do. I'm not prophesying houses and cars. I'm not prophesying good health and wealth. I am delivering to you the word of the living God. God isn't playing with you. He didn't play with Jonah. He's not going to play with you. The things God Almighty told you to do, have you done them? The person God, you better make sure it's God. The person God told you to minister to speak a word, his word into their life. The person that God have laid up on your heart to pray for, have you done it? Don't call yourself a saint. Don't call yourself a child of God when you are walking in the spirit of disobedience. The spirit of disobedience and arrogance and pride was upon Lucifer. When he thought he was better than God, when he thought he should have been worshiped. Your singing is good, but it's not that good. That in it, you haven't done anything, first of all. That anything nor anybody should worship you. Have you done that which God have told you to do? Or do you have an excuse like Jonah? God, they won't take it. God, they won't listen. God, they're rude. God, they may curse me. Don't you know the word that God had delivered to the children of Israel was, touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm. Whether you are the anointed or the prophet, God will go to battle for you, because woe unto the person that curseth out a child of God. Woe unto the person that disrespects, dishonors, talks about, try to scandalize their name, the name of the prophet. Woe unto that person. We don't supposed to get caught up in what they may do to us. For they have not a reward, nor do they have a heaven or a hell to put us in. They did not create you. They did not breathe into your nostrils, nor your lungs, the breath of life. It wasn't them that called you. It wasn't them that anointed you. It wasn't them that laid their son, their only begotten son, as the sacrificial lamb for the sins of this world. It wasn't them. So I guess you need to get your priorities straight. Disobedience is a sin. It's dangerous to fall into the hands of God, an angry God, the God of wrath. The things God told Jonah, he didn't ask Jonah, and God is not asking you. The things that God told you to do, you better do. This is a warning. Jonah, because of his disobedience and defiance to the Lord, I hear you, Holy Spirit, to the Lord God Almighty, he was swallowed and lived inside the belly of a whale. What swallowed you? I must ask you that question. What swallowed you? Because when you're living in disobedience, you're living in sin. Disobedience is an evil spirit. That's why the word of the Lord tells the children to obey your parents, to honor them, that your days may be long upon the earth, long life. Jonah was swallowed by a whale, and he lived inside the belly of a whale. What swallowed you? Debt, divorce, sickness, poverty, living from paycheck to paycheck, fear, guilt, shame. What has swallowed you? Jonah knew the only way to be delivered was through true repentance and obedience to God Almighty. God's will be done in you and through you. Even if he had to send a whale to swallow you up, God's will be done as he has it written in heaven. This is a warning to every believer. God is not playing with you. No more excuses. Moses gave God an excuse. I stuttered. And God didn't even pay attention. God, I can't deliver your word because I stuttered. Because he know human. Moses knew that because of his stutter, they would laugh at him. They would discredit him. They will shun him. But God had a plan for Moses. That God raised up Moses' elder brother, Aaron. That Aaron spoke on behalf of Moses, as Moses spoke on behalf of God Almighty. No more excuses. Lord, I don't have the money to put in my gas tank to drive to North Carolina to minister to my sister. No more excuses. God sent Peter, yes, he did, and told Peter, go. You will find the money that we need to pay the taxes in the fish's mouth. When Peter obeyed, guess what he found? More than enough. Because God is more than enough. No more excuses. No more excuses. Jonah cried out to the Lord while in the belly of hell. You can find it in Jonah chapter 2, verses 2 and 10. And the Bible says, and God heard him, that the fish vomited out Jonah. God touched the belly of the whale that the fish vomited up Jonah and threw him. When you vomit, it's projectile. When you vomit, spit up is when you spitting up and it gets on your clothes. When you vomit, that's coming from the bottom, the lowest part of your belly, of your stomach, and it's going to project in a direction. Jonah was projected towards Nineveh. Believe us, if you want deliverance and freedom, now is the time to cry out to the Lord. God is waiting on you. You heard me. You're not waiting on God. God heard your prayer. He heard your cry. But have you repented for being disobedient? Have you repented for being disobedient? Not only did Jonah cry out to God, but God showed Jonah his power. Jonah was on fire for the Lord then. That when he went to Nineveh and obeyed God, souls were saved, healed, and delivered. The people honored and glorified God because Jonah did what God told him to do. Don't you know when you do what God told you to do? The blessing will overtake the people that God told you to minister to. For you don't want the blood of those people on your hands. that mean you are accountable for their sins. That mean you are you didn't even have to commit the sin, but because you disobeyed God. That person's blood and sins are on your hands, and you have to answer to God for that. There will be no excuses when you stand all right there in the judgment room of the Lord God Almighty. He's not going to want to hear your excuses because he's going to take you back. We think we have movies and videos now and we can video any and everybody on our cell phones. God got the big video camera. He will show and he will play back everything that you done behind the closed doors. He will play back every time you prayed and he put it up on your heart to pray for that other person. And you say, God, I'm not praying for you. You overlooked them. You may not have said it with your mouth, but you said it in your heart. Man, look at the outside. They look at your clothes. They look at how you dress and think you holy. But the Lord God is a holy God. And he looks at the heart. He looks at the intents of your heart. Repent. Pastors, repent. I don't care if you don't like Lolita. It's all right with me. But I hear God saying, it is time for the church to repent. The Bible says, that we would scarcely make it in. And I really believe the reason why is because we walk in disobedience. To God, we walk in the spirit, that evil spirit of disobedience. Everybody's not going to like you. They didn't like Jesus. Why would we expect them to like us? They didn't accept Jesus. Why do we expect them to accept us? They don't acknowledge Jesus. Why do we expect them to acknowledge us? Because your name is not called, you decide to disobey God. Because that person act like they didn't receive the word, you decide to disobey God. When the word of the living God is spoken into the lives of people, it's you're no longer accountable for that word as you speak it out of your mouth. But the person that heareth the word of God and obeyeth it not will lift up their eyes in hell. Yeah, that's so cool. For a fool saith in his heart that there is no God. I have no accountability. How can we, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, that was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. How can we, the body of Christ, ignore the word of the living God? Repent. 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 God never said it was going to be easy. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Repent. He never said you weren't going to be lonely. He never told you that. He didn't say that you always going to have a multitude around you. Jesus didn't always have a multitude around him. And then when there was a multitude around him, people followed him for the food, for the miracles, for the signs, for the wonders, because they knew who he was. They knew him. They didn't acknowledge him as the miracle worker, but they knew that he performed miracles. They still considered him as the prophet and not the God. They considered him as Jonas. They considered him as Elias. But they didn't consider him as the Lord God Almighty, the Son of the living God. He was 100% God and 100% man walking this earth. If they didn't acknowledge him back then, we know they're not going to acknowledge him now. But that do not give you an excuse not to speak the word of God, not to obey God. For those that do not obey God, I hear you, God, Holy Spirit. In hell shall ye lift up your eyes. Time is winding up. Time is winding up. No more excuses. I don't know why you playing games, because God is not playing with you. You know who you are. God, not worried about what the hat you wear. Not worried about your title nor your credentials. He don't care how small or how large your church is. He don't care how many titles that you wear in your church. But disobedience will put you in the pit of hell. And the devil would have won. Is my living in vain? It will be in vain if you will disobey God. Is my giving in vain? It will be in vain if you disobey God. Is my praying in vain? It will be in vain if you disobey God. Everything that you do is in vain. It's in vain because you walk in the spirit of disobedience. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I repent. I hear you, Holy Spirit. Repentance is a personal thing. Repentance is a personal thing. I cannot repent for you. I only can repent for me. For I am only accountable for myself, that when I stand before the throne of the living God, I answer not for you, but I answer for Lolita. God is not playing. To repent is to turn from your wicked ways. To repent is to turn. Is to turn. Have an ear for God. Jesus said, my sheep, they hear it and know my voice. For a stranger's voice they will not follow. This is the time of repentance for the church. God has been merciful. Thank you, Jesus. He's been merciful. He's been merciful. He's been merciful. I hear him saying, I'm coming sooner than you think. I've given you signs. I've even given you opportunity to repent. This is not for the world. This is for you. I've given you opportunity to repent, to turn from your wicked ways and obey me, saith God. Get not caught up in what man think of you. Speak my word. Whether they receive it or not, speak my word. For they shall be accountable for what is said into their ear. Ye that have ears, hear what thus saith the Lord. Jonah gave excuses. He disobeyed the living God. It's not that he was a part of the world. He had relationship with God. He knew God as his savior. He knew he had a calling upon his life. But disobedience, he disobeyed God on his own will. And it wasn't until the swallowing and having to live in the gunk of life. If anybody know anything about a whale, it takes up everything. The small fish, the big fish, all the garbage in the oceans. It takes in a lot of water when it opens up its mouth. So Jonah had to live in the filth of life inside the stomach of the whale. Are you tired of living in the filth of life? Are you tired of living in debt? Poverty, paycheck to paycheck. Are you tired of living in sickness, dealing with disease? Tired of living in fear and shame? Repent. Repent, thus saith the Lord. Through your obedience comes the blessing. Comes the breakthrough in your prayer life. Through obedience comes the favor. It was Abraham's obedience that brought about the blessing in his life. For if you go back to the book of Genesis, God initially didn't speak to Abraham to tell him to leave his kindred. God spoke to his father. God spoke to his father, and his father left with his family, the idolatrous nation. And along the way, Haran had died, which is Abraham's brother, his father's own oldest son. And the father stopped the journey. He disobeyed God because he hadn't reached the land that God was showing him. He settled in an unnamed place in the desert, and he called it Haran. You can go over to the Middle East right now, and you will still see that city. I think they call it a village because it's not large enough to be a city. You will see the village of Haran. So, God being God, he moved upon the heart of Abraham and talked with Abraham to leave his kindred, because of Abraham's obedience. We are here today. Because of Abraham's obedience, we are here today. If it had not been for Abraham, there would be no Isaac. There would be no Jacob. There would be no 12 tribes. There would be no King David. There wouldn't be Samuel, the prophet. There would be no King Solomon. There wouldn't have been a Ruth. There wouldn't have been Boaz. So there wouldn't have been a Jesus, because Jesus is in the lineage of Abraham. Thank you, God, Holy Spirit. And if there wouldn't have been no Jesus, there wouldn't have been no us. There wouldn't be us. But because of the obedience of Abraham, Because the obedience of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, through Jesus' obedience, salvation comes. Through Jesus' obedience, our sins have been washed with the blood of the Lamb. Saints of the Most High God, this is a warning. Repent. God is not playing with you. God bless you.